Welcome to the Artificial Intelligence Podcast with your host, Dr. Tony Huang. I talk anything and everything that has to do with AI, ML, and data science. The makers of the AI art generators Stable Diffusion and Midjourney, as well as the artist portfolio website DeviantArt, which just released its own AI art generator, DreamUp, have all been sued by a group of artists by using 5 billion photos that were scraped from the internet without the consent of the original artists. The artists Sarah Anderson, Kelly McKernan, and Carla Ortiz claim that these organizations have violated the rights of millions of artists. Lawyer and typographer Matthew Butterick and the Joseph Savory Law Firm, which focuses in antitrust and class action cases, filed the claim in a related case concerning the AI programming model Copilot, which is trained using lines of code gathered from the internet. Butterick and Savory are currently suing Microsoft, GitHub, and OpenAI. Butterick refers to the lawsuit as another step toward making AI fair and ethical for everyone in a blog post announcing it. The ability of AI art tools like Stable Diffusion to flood the market with an essentially unlimited number of infringing images will inflict permanent damage on the market for artists. The art world has reacted aggressively to the surge in popularity of AI art tools during the past year. While some claim that these tools, like earlier generations of software like Photoshop and Illustrator, might be useful, many more are against the exploitation of their work to train these lucrative algorithms. Millions of photos from the web are used to train generative AI art models, typically without the creator's knowledge or consent. Then you may employ AI art generators to produce artwork that imitates a certain artist's style. The hot issue of whether or not these technologies violate copyright infringement will need to be resolved in court, according to experts. The makers of AI art tools typically claim that the fair use doctrine covers the training of their software on copyrighted data. But there are various complexities when it comes to AI art generators, and issues involving fair use still need to be addressed. These include the locations of the organizations that built these tools and the objectives of these entities. Stable Diffusion, for example, is trained on the LAION dataset, which is created by a German-based research nonprofit, and nonprofits may be treated more favorably than regular companies in fair use cases. Technical errors have been found in the case filed by Butterick and the Joseph Savory Law Firm, which has drawn criticism. For instance, the lawsuit asserts that AI art models act as 21st century collage tool by storing compressed copies of training images and then recombining them. AI art models, on the other hand, contain mathematical representations of patterns gleaned from these photos rather than any actual images. The software instead generates new images based on these mathematical representations, rather than assembling fragments of existing images into a collage.